Kent Cashel is the transportation guru at Park City Municipal, and his position has shifted a bit recently. He was the transit manager for the city, overseeing the bus fleet and related issues that make the system run smoothly. But as Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson explains, Cashel has stepped up his role as additional pressing concerns for a more comprehensive regional transportation plan take precedence.
Kent has switched positions and is going to be focusing completely on our transportation master planning and long-range planning. And it's I'm very excited about that because it's what he's very, very good at.
Cashel gave an overview at Thursday's City Council meeting to update the council on how far transportation planning has come and where it's going.
It was impressive to see just how much planning we've done. And in that staff report, which I didn't bring with me, but Kent outlined in each of the plans what we've gotten done, what's pending, what we're still working on. For example, 248, we've talked about adding a lane and possibly doing some carpool lanes or a bus priority lane. The median, as you know, has been taken out, but the addition of a lane won't happen until that signal goes in. So there are a number of different things that we've planned to reduce congestion and make traffic flow better that are in process or finished or not finished. So we have done quite a bit of planning.
The city is going to have to tackle some harder to solve problems with some bigger planning, like should the city just build more costly parking structures, or should there be a greater point of pain to incite employees, residents, and visitors to take public transport?
You know, it was a survey with the HPCA that really brought home to everyone that our biggest parking crunch on our busy weekends is impacted largely by employees arriving in single vehicles. 1,000 employees.
A recent incentive program to get Old Town employees to ride the bus by offering a weekly prize drawing of $500 has so far shown little response, even with employees who know it's difficult to find parking in Old Town opting for the search over riding the bus. But Simpson says incentives show hope and create awareness.
Well, I don't think it's making that much of a difference yet, but I think it has the potential to, and it's exactly the kind of thing that we need to look at because, no, we can't build our way out of it.
There are a number of regional affairs that will impact our transportation future. Simpson says that's what Cashel is in place to tackle.
You know, there are a number of things that aren't part of what we do that are currently getting ready to impact all of our sort of global transportation planning. I mean, there's One Wasatch, there's the Mountain Accord, there's a Snyderville Basin transportation plan that we put some money in with that the county is doing that is also taking the previous plans that we've done and folding that in. UDOT has looked at whether or not they should make Guardsmen a year-round road. So there are a bunch of peripheral things that are really going to impact our transportation plannings.
News of the planning for a gondola connection from Old Town to Silver Lake Village in Upper Deer Valley hasn't surfaced for a while. Simpson had few additional updates.
All I know is that Deer Valley is still looking at it and looking at alignments, looking at costs. We didn't really get an update on that. It was more an overall view of all of the things we're doing.
That's Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.